So many years ago, we went to Greece on a trip. It was awesome. Went with a bunch of my friends from Baltimore. We get there, of course, if you've ever traveled to Greece or been on Olympic Airlines, which no longer exists, they lost our luggage. So what do you do when you're in Athens and you're missing some luggage with your friends from Baltimore? You find a bar, right? So, yeah, exactly. So there was big, like, GM kind of scene back then. We were drinking Grand Marnier like it was our job. And so we decided to find all the bars in Athens that served Grand Marnier. So, and little known fact, there are other types of Grand Marnier than what we have here in Baltimore, and we tried them all. So we had a great time. Get back to the hotel, just hanging out with friends, you know, having a great time. Still no luggage, so we're in the same clothes. And then my one friend goes, I want to go swimming. And I'm like, that's an amazing idea. Meanwhile, I don't have a bathing suit. And whatever, I didn't think about that. So anyway, we like go off in Athens across the highway. Because again, it's a city, right? It's not like the islands. So we go across the highway. We're going to the beach. And there's all these dogs everywhere in Athens, right? And I was like, you know, there's a lot of stray dogs here. They have like a, you know, kind of a rescue or something. Maybe these dogs can, you know, have a home. And he's like, oh, no, no, no. The idea here is, you know, these are all owned by people in Athens. But, you know, your dog, he has his own life. He does what he wants. So it's not like here where you have a leash and, like, they go home and whatever. But so to me, I just see crazy dogs everywhere. But anyway, I digress. Drunk on GM, going to the beach, don't have a bathing suit. So then we take off all our clothes, we run into the beach, we're having a great time in the ocean, just like goofing off. And I look back at the beach, and there's my clothes and his clothes, and there's a dog, and there's a dog, and there's all their buddies. And they start sniffing around our clothes, and I was like, oh, this is not going to be good. So my shirt went that way, his pants went that way. And I'm just, like, freaking out. And every time, like, I would lose a piece of clothing, the gentleman that he was is like, don't worry, Kel, I got you. I got you. Don't worry, you can have my shirt or you can have whatever. Pretty soon, there wasn't much left. So we're in Athens, very intoxicated, soaking wet, running around the beach trying to find our clothes to put back on to make it over the highway to get back to the hotel. Needless to say, it might have been, like, that mile that you were cycling. And the guy at the hotel was a little surprised to see us. But the next day, our luggage came, and then we had some clothes. So that's all I got. Sorry.